I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I am the only one that can have sex in my house. All right.
I know that's right.
Uh-oh.
I know that's okay, right. Well, now, I ain't mad at that, no.
Well, okay, right. If you make that statement to me, I tell you what. All right. You be the only one in here with it. I tell you what, though.
Anyway, that is the subject. Right
well,
now,
we
the
got
nephews...
car keys, so okay.
Let's not go there with it, Mr.
Does that include
Harvey?
The garage? I mean, you know.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Naked yoga.
It's always naked with you. Always.
Because it's naked.
Naked is fun.
Yoga. I don't know. Nobody ain't have fun being naked. I don't. Naked
have
is.
Have you ever done yoga, Tommy?
Haven't done it naked.
So here we are.
Haven't
right?
done it naked.
So just gonna prank about it then.
Yeah, yeah, right,
but,
Junior.
But ain't nothing wrong with a good prank called naked yoga. You understand what I'm saying? That's where we at, and everybody bend over, touch your toes. Let's go. Naked yoga.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach is it Gordon?
Right, it's Gordon.
How you doing, Mr. Gordon? Listen, my name is
let me turn down the TV. Did you call him about the apartment?
Yes. I was trying to see about maybe coming over to take a look at it and seeing if it's still available, man. I got a newspaper, but I didn't know if this is still available or what.
No, still for rent. Let me be straight with you. You know, no pets and no smoking of any kind.
No, I understand.
Okay.
From my understanding, the listing here is like $850 a month, right?
$850. You got a parking spot, your private bathroom with a shower.
Okay.
And $850, I'm going to need first, last month. And really, what's your name?
My name is Darnell.
Darnell. Okay. First. Right. First, last month, and Social Security number. I can do a background check.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You guys got like a backyard area? I teach classes in the mornings, and I want to know if you have that. That's pretty much what kind of lock me in. If you guys got a backyard that I can use.
Oh, we got a backyard. What do you teach?
I teach yoga. I teach yoga in the mornings from 6 to 8. Hopefully, that won't be a problem.
You make money doing yoga?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. I make enough definitely to cover the rent. That's for sure.
That shouldn't be a problem. I know a little bit about yoga. I mean, really, if it's y'all, you know, you're not making no noise, that yoga, right. That's not a problem.
Good deal. Well, how quick can I actually get moved in? Man, I'm trying to get settled. I just moved in from the East Coast. I jumped on my yoga pretty quick and got quite a bit of clientele built up. And, you know, I'm just ready to get started and get moved in, man. Something that I can actually call home, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking to rent it out pretty quick, you know, because we want to try and get it filled as soon as possible.
You said we. Are you got a roommate? Are you married?
No, it's just me. It would be me and my wife, and it's a three-bedroom home. You would have the room in the back with the bathroom. And,
okay.
Yeah, like
right.
I said, $850, do a credit check.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Since we meet, I can do the background check. And
Now, that background check, what do you necessarily need to do that for?
Well, you got to know who you're renting to, and you want to know what the credit they got, so if they can afford to rent or not, you know.
I got real good credit, man. My credit is fine. I'm actually in the 800s on my credit scores.
Oh, damn. All right. When you get here, how you fill out an application. But,
okay.
You know, if you're ready to get it cracking, I can do a background check, and you right now just give me your Social Security number.
Okay, but let me go ahead and just do this, man, on that background check, because, you know, that, what I want to say about that is this. It might be something on there about, like, when I was on the East Coast, you know, I was actually teaching naked yoga. You know what I mean?
Naked yoga.
You know, you might see something on there about me being a nymphomaniac.
Oh, naked yoga?
Yeah, well, see, that's the kind of yoga I was teaching on the East Coast was naked yoga. You know what I'm saying? And everybody
talking about teaching naked yoga here?
Well, but see, it's in the backyard. It's closed in. You know,
in my backyard? And you, what other glitch you got? You said there's some glitches, Michael. Well, what other glitch you got?
Well, you might see that I'm a nymphomaniac, but see, I done took classes.
Nympho what?
I done took counseling for that though.
So, well, you need to take some counseling over somewhere else. You ain't taking no counseling and doing no naked yoga in my backyard.
No, but see, man, all that's behind me now. That's on the East Coast, man. That's all behind me now. I didn't put that thing down.
Man, I don't care if it's behind you, in front of you, on the side. You're doing some naked yoga in my backyard. That ain't happening, man. Matter of fact, man, listen.
Scratch my stuff off your list. I got all the credentials that qualify to move in there, and now you're going to sit here and tell me I can't.
You're talking about doing some naked yoga in my backyard with no 20, 30 people? Man, my wife be at home, man. You look.
Well, you want to bring your wife out
there?
You know
what, Darnell? It's all good.
Let her get naked and do some yoga in, man.
Just scratch that one off your list and just move on to the next one, because ain't no naked yoga going down back here with no nymphomaniac. I don't know what else y'all might be doing. I don't know what. I don't know who does naked yoga.
We all. It's just a serene moment, man, where you find yourself. That's all this really is about.
Well, you better find yourself somewhere else. That's what I know. You ain't doing no naked yoga in my backyard. I'm surprised you even called somebody with that.
Hey, man, I'm going to come over there to this address and start looking at this place because I want to set up shop right here.
In my backyard, and I don't even know you, talking about you got some glitches in your past. You're going to have a foot in your.
How do you know that this isn't something that your wife might really want to get into?
But my wife, don't even mention my wife's name, man. You don't know me. You don't even know my wife. Take my off your list. You come out here, you're going to have another glitch.
I'm coming out.
You know what, Darnell?
You're in this damn room, and you're going to show it to me.
I ain't showing you. You come out here, and I'm going to show you something else. My backyard.
Man, I am a recovered nymphomaniac. I'm recovered.
You about to have recovered nymphomaniac? You about to get your ass with biomaniac? I'm the maniac. Please believe, Darnell.
I'm finna come over there right now.
Come over here.
I'm finna
that.
Come over there now, man. So we can sit with
the fence. I ain't having that. Do not
hey, man,
come
listen,
over.
Listen,
please,
man. I'm finna come over there.
Please.
So we can just
matter of fact, Matt. Look, this. You can do whatever you want somewhere else, but this right here, this ain't the place for you. I'm gonna tell you that right now, Darnell.
Let me talk to your wife, man.
Whatever
let me
it
talk
is
to your wife.
Pool, whatever
let me
it
speak
is
to
you want to talk about, this ain't the place for you. Go
let me
somewhere
speak to your
else.
Wife.
Take that.
Let me speak to your wife, man.
Please
let me talk to your wife.
Do not even try me, Darnell. Do
let me
not
talk
even
to your wife,
me. I'm
man.
Not even that kind of dude, man. But you about to bring this out of me. Do not bring this over here, Darnell. So
let
as far
speak
as
to
I'm
your
concerned,
wife, man. Let me speak to your wife.
This right here is over, for real. You're going to come out here and catch a case.
Okay, can I say one more thing to you,
no,
man?
No, you can't say Darnell, because this conversation is over, man. Okay, how about that?
Hey, man, can I say one more thing, man?
What you got to say, man? What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Oh, get the out of here, man. This is Nephew Tommy. Who told you to do this to me, man?
Your brother.
My brother. Man. Oh, I'm going to get this. Oh, my God. Man, my heart is all beating all fast, man. My. Oh, get the out of here, man. Tom, man. Oh.
You all right, man?
Man, I was going to whoop your butt naked if you came around here, man. You just don't know. Man, I'm so glad this is a joke. You have no idea. I'm so glad it's a joke, man.
Can I get anybody, you know, might want to do a little naked yoga with me?
Nah, you play too much.
I think you're on your own. Yeah.
I'm good, pimp. Appreciate it.
So y'all so good.
You good, Junior?
Yeah,
y'all
good.
So good, y'all can't naked yoga with the nephew. Come on,
dog,
man.
I ain't touched my toes in so long. You crazy.
Dude, you've been at home locked up long enough to be able to touch your toe. You're supposed
dog,
to be
the past out, Tommy.
Shirley Carla, I don't want to come across offensive, but
we already said no. We already said no. Let's move along.
Oh,
what is
and
what
boom
is,
and boom
and drop the mic.
What's with the aggression? What's all that?
That's how we feeling
you,
right now.
Yeah, do you hear yourself?
I hear. I mean, just a little naked. I mean, come on, man. Come on and share a little naked with your boy. Naked yoga.
We're not that close, though. We love each other.
I thought we was all family. I thought we was family.
We
now, when it's time to do family stuff, We can't do that.
Thank you, nephew. We are moving on. Thank you, Carla. Coming up next.
You know what? Ever since you left Prairie View, you changed, Carla.
Oh, that's been a long time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.